Hey, Mindy Carson and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey are at the Armory. Let's go to town! Corporal Eddie Carter and the boys here in the Armory asked me to make sure that you know everybody. Well, there's our singing star of the month, Mindy Carson. She always has a smile for anyone in the Guard.
What's more, Eddie, any friend of the National Guard is a friend of mine. So I'm smiling at everyone.
And you won't find a nicer smile for miles around. Of course, when it comes to that, Mindy may not be outsmiled, but she's certainly outnumbered by those fabulous Dorseys. Tommy Dorsey?
Well, there may be more of us, Eddie. But Mindy's sure prettier.
How about the world's greatest saxophonist, Jimmy Dorsey?
I'm here and ready to roll, Eddie.
The Dorseys are here, but they're really gone with out of nowhere. Who's interested in a flying career, you'd better look into the deal our buddies in the Air National Guard are offering. You see, they've eased requirements recently for training as aviation cadets. Now, if you can meet these requirements, you're all set to be trained as a pilot with the United States Air Force. This means, of course, you'll be trained with the finest equipment and instructors there are. When you come home after having successfully completed your training, you'll have your wings and a commission. If you don't qualify for pilot training, there are still many interesting things you can do in the Air National Guard. So come on down to your National Guard Armory and get the facts.
Gee, Eddie, I wish I could express myself like that.
I've never noticed that you ever had trouble expressing yourself in song, Mindy.
Oh, well, that's different. I'll let you in on a trade secret. Just pick a Gershwin number, and, well, the rest is a cinch, like so.
They're writing lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope will last and also lack a day. And though I can dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. But not for me. The memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
I don't know. Gershwin may sound like that for Mindy Carson, but not for me. When I sing them, they sound different somehow. You know, Mindy, I think you could make a sales talk for peanuts and popcorn sound good.
Well, if you provide the peanuts, I'll give you a real try.
Yes, ma'am. The PX is loaded with those items, including some jelly apples. So get to work, girl.
Popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, pretty lady? Won't you buy something new? Won't you buy, pretty lady? They're all imported from the tropics, just especially for you. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? There's a certain fellow strolling through the park, selling nuts and candy, singing like a lark, chirping like a cricket as he strolls along. Everybody loves him and his funny song. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, how'd I do, Eddie?
Just great, Mindy. I can see the recruiting line forming to the right.
You mean all it takes is a song to sell them on the guard?
Well, not quite, Mindy, but actually, if the fellas look into the opportunities they'll find in the guard, they'll see for themselves it's a great deal, especially for returning vets like myself. You know, there's a lot of us veterans in the guard because even though we've been released from active duty, most of us still have a military obligation. Now, by joining the National Guard, we can actually cut down the number of years we must spend in the Ready Reserve. And what's more, we can serve them in our own hometown, be near our families, and go to camp with the fellas that we know. On top of that, there's extra pay and a chance for promotion.
I guess you're taking advantage of those opportunities, aren't you, Eddie?
I sure am, Mindy, and so should every veteran. That's why they ought to come down here to the armory and join the guard. Tommy, Jimmy, and Lee Castle go with Back Home in Indiana. Exciting month here in the armory, and I've appointed myself a committee of one to invite Mindy Carson back again sometime.
You just name the date, then count on me.
And my gang, especially my sergeant, will never forgive me if I don't say come back soon to the fabulous Dorseys, Tommy Dorsey.
Anytime we can make it, Eddie, you can bet we will.
And the world's greatest saxophonist, Jimmy Dorsey.
Just say the word, Corporal.
The word right now is thanks. And to you folks, it's join us next week when we'll welcome Miss Joni James as our singer of the month. And our band of the month will be Ralph Martiri. Until then, this is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies of the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.